I'm talking to you, the lost boy who is a little worried about his desires. Sometimes my boys write me about things that make them nervous, things they want to try, they're curious about, but sometimes they think that it would be too much work to ask someone to do it with them, for them, to them. And that is absolutely true for some people, that they maybe don't have a foundation of conversations around these kinds of things in order to take the risk to bring it up in conversation. Today, I want to talk to you about something that interests me. And I want to tell you about how I imagine it would happen if I were with you and it was your first time getting picked. Pegged. I wonder what that word does to you when you hear it come out of my mouth, because it makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up just thinking about it. That electrified, alive feeling. Some men have told me that they just want to be used, and they want to be pegged, and they want to do whatever I want. And that's a very generous offer, but I'm not entirely sure who is using who, or is it whom, when we're talking about pegging. As a bit of a response junkie, I really enjoy hearing the sounds that come out of somebody's mouth when they're bigger and stronger than me and they are submitting to my wishes, to my pace, to my desires. They are trusting me that they will feel good, even if some of that is pain mixed in with the pleasure. They're trusting me. And when they whimper for me, I was playing with a pet yesterday, and I told him I wanted to record his whimpers and his sighs and his moans and turn it into the equivalent of a whale's soundtrack. Those things that you may or may not have fallen asleep to in the past, because it's music to my ears. So for me, playing with somebody's ass is really fun, especially when it's their first time, but it's not something I do with just anyone. It's reserved for special relationships, because there is a level of intimacy to me penetrating your body. I'm kind of used to being penetrated, right? As a woman. But a man is not generally used to it. And when they have played with her ass, maybe with some anal beads or some sort of prostate massager. They're the ones in control of the pace, right? It's a curiosity, a self-exploration, which I totally endorse, but it doesn't take any trust, does it? Both take bravery, but one takes trust, and that takes strength. You could knock me over, pet. I'm not a large person. I might be able to get away. Definitely leave some marks on your skin, but bottom line, you're bigger. You're stronger, aren't you? Maybe even faster. And I would have to play dirty in order to win, which I am not above playing dirty. But I think that it is in that contrast, that knowing that I am weaker, and yet you're kneeling for me, that is so fucking hot. It's your choice, it's your conscious choice to allow me into your mind, that you stroke for me and do what I say. I'm getting wet just thinking about it. So today I wanted to talk to you about begging, and I want to play out a scene that may or may not appeal to you, but I want to talk to you instead of acting it out. Because if I were there with you, and if this is what I was doing, you would know without a shadow of a doubt that you matter, and that you're important to me, and that I'm gonna have a good time. Or I'll quit. If you don't look like you're having fun, if you are making sounds that sound painful, then it's done. It's over. So close your eyes for me, and I want you to listen and pretend that I'm there with you. I want you to feel me in the room, and this is what gets me off, is you're going to trust me, and you're going to envision this with me. So even though I'm alone in a recording booth wearing yoga pants and a tank top, there's a piece of me that's there with you right now, imagining you lying on your bed, imagining your hands touching yourself where I cannot. It gets me off knowing what you're doing right now. Lie down on the bed, pet, completely naked. And I want you to relax for me. Relax for Miss Wendy. And close your eyes. You know I'm here with you, but you can't feel me because I've blindfolded you. And I've asked you to trust me. It's dark, and I'm still. Do you feel my eyes on you? Seeing your flaws vulnerable before me. And yet I'm accepting all of you, because in those flaws are your humanity. And you can't appreciate someone if you can't see their humanity. You're just lying to yourself, lying to them. If all you can see are the sparkly parts, it's in that darkness. The connection is forged, isn't it? The darkest places. The places that we want to hide. Feel me get on the bed next to you. Feel the mattress dip as my body crawls to you. And just be still. Feel me by your feet. Kissing up your body. my hands on your skin, the feel of your leg hair under my fingers, and I can smell you, your masculinity. I'm next to you, kissing up your legs, fingers exploring, and I bypass your cock, and I keep going until I reach a nipple. Kiss across your chest. I like it when you're relaxed like this, letting all your concerns go. None of those problems can be solved right now, can they? No, not in this moment. Right now, there's just you and me in this space of trust and acceptance, going across to nipple number two. I do like to give them equal attention. I know you can't see me, but I want you to kiss me. Kiss me. That's better. Now I know you're curious about pegging, but this might be your first time really marinating on the idea. And so I want to start with something that's a little bit more familiar to you. Feel my hands as they comb through your hair. Are you comfortable? Standard safe words. Yellow is slow down and red is stop. Are you consenting to this right now, darling? Okay. Just relax and let me take care of you. Coming down your body, touching your skin as I kiss it. Just loving on the parts that maybe you don't like. Maybe you're less than flat stomach. It's like a nice little pillow. Can you accept it for me in this moment? And just banish all those thoughts of unworthiness right now. Don't insult my taste, and I'm choosing to be here with you, aren't I? Let it go. And just let me make you feel good. My hand sliding down your hips. Can you feel my breath? This is familiar, isn't it? I want to taste you before I beg you. Are you okay with that, darling? Good. Feel my hand on the base of your shaft. My hair tickling your thighs. If you weren't blindfolded, you would be able to see me watching you as I take you into my mouth. Do you know I enjoy doing this, pet? I do. I love watching your hands as they grab your blanket or sheet and squeeze them. You know you're not allowed to touch me. Not without permission. You just have to take it, don't you? Your control is titillating. Making sure you're good and wet. Letting saliva drip down your cock. So that I can focus my mouth on the tip. And use my hand to stroke the rest of you. You're dripping pre-cum, aren't you? Stroke for me, pet. Lick down the bottom. Down to your balls. Did you trim for me? That tells me you probably want me to suck on these too. Such a good boy. Making it so that I can eat any part I want. I'll just suck this left nut into my mouth. How about the right one? Is he lonely? Would you like me to suck on your right ball? So trusting. Letting me stick this vulnerable part of you into the sharpest part of me. Do you think you're relaxed now? Are you still nervous about being pegged? Roll over for me and get on your knees and your elbows. That's right. Your ass in the air. If you really want to know what I would do to you at this point, it would be to spank you. Feel free to give yourself a couple little swats. In this position, it's especially nice to spank because I can watch all the good bits jiggle. Feel my knees in the bed behind you. Do you feel exposed to me? Vulnerable to me. I bet you do. Cold air, your balls dangling, your little fuckhole, tight little fuckhole, all exposed. open. I wonder what you've put in here before. I wonder what things got the privilege of exploring you before me. I use lots and lots of lube. Do you hear me putting the lube on my finger? I have small hands, darling. It's okay. I want you to drop your lower back down, and I want you to just relax. You won't poop. You're fine. I warmed up the lube enough. Feel my hand on your back, stroking your lower back. Feel me leaning to the left just a little bit, looking down at what I'm doing. And now feel my slippery finger as it touches your asshole. Yes. Just like that. You can play if you want. You can stroke if you want as you listen. You can fuck your ass if you want. But this is me just telling you. But this is what I would be doing to you. Circling, rimming, and slowly applying pressure right on the center. Circle, pressure. Circle, pressure, until your butt cheeks stop clenching quite so hard. Are you ready? Are you ready for my finger? You can take it, I promise. Here it comes. Just push down a little bit as I... This part of you is so smooth on the inside. Relax. You'll get used to the feeling of fullness. And now feel me as I stroke in and out, in and out. Very good. Now I'm going to take my finger and I'm going to rub it and round on the inside of your taint, grundle, whatever you call it. And I'm going to try to find your prostate, that hard little walnut feeling space. Oh, there it is. I can tell you like that. My gentle circular strokes. A very small come hither. Slowly, slowly stroking the inside of you. You can have an orgasm from just this, but a lot of men have a hard time reaching it because it's very similar to a woman's orgasm. It's very mental. You can't just stroke faster. It's not just friction. It's letting go. It's trusting. It's feeling this moment and letting everything else fall away. Any judgments, any insecurities, any thoughts of unworthiness. You just have to feel and be like in a meditation and nothing else. I'm going to get some more lube now, pet. Feel my fingers, it leaves your ass. Hear the lube bottle again, getting now two fingers good and lubed up. You can take it, you're good. You have your safe words if you want me to stop. And all I hear is moaning. Two fingers circling again. Circling your asshole, your fuckhole. And then the pressure of two fingers as I slowly slide into you. And stretch you. Stretch you. Good boy. I'm just going to move these fingers in and out, let me find your prostate again. Your cock twitches when I touch it. Did you notice that? Now, while my fingers are here, I'm going to cheat a little, because why play by the rules? This is your first time, so feel the hand that's been rubbing your back slide down over your ass to your inner thigh as my two lubed fingers fuck your ass. Feel my hand come down and tug on your balls. Yes. Tug on your balls. Tug and then reach forward and stroke you a few times. That's right, relax. This is pleasurable. This feels good, even if it's new. Can you agree that this feels good? My fingers stretching you. The lack of control. The requirement that you trust me. Feels good, doesn't it? That's right. My hand goes back up to your back. And now as my fingers slide in and out, notice that the thumb, same lubed finger, is now rubbing your prostate from the outside. I'm essentially pinching it in a C-clamp, the same way you would to a woman if you were rubbing her clit from the outside and rubbing her G-spot from the inside. Your body is not all that different than mine. It's all the same materials. Your prostate. Do you feel me gently stroking it from the inside and the outside? That's right. You're having fun. Then I want you to get ready. Pulling my fingers out. Cleaning the lube off with a wipey. There's no poop. Perfectly fine. There's nothing to be ashamed of. You're doing amazingly. Spread your knees a little wider for me so I can put mine between yours. That's right. Feel my skin, first one side and then the other. Hear the lube again. Your asshole is nice and lubed up, but I want to make sure that everything slides into there we go. Can you imagine me stroking my strap on behind you? Do you feel the anticipation of knowing what's going to happen? Do you accept it? Good boy. I'm going to take the tip of my cock and I'm going to tease your asshole just like I did with my fingers. Circle, press, circle, press, circle, press. One hand on your lower back for my balance. The other teasing you open for me. A little bit in. And popping back out. Circle, circle. Just hold it there. Back out. Circle, circle. An inch. And it's a little harder now that I'm getting to that ring. Just let it sit there. And then feel me pull it out. Circle, circle. This is going to be the time. Are you ready? Are you ready to take me to the hilt? Like a good boy. Yes, yes you are. You're worthy of this honor. Of me fucking your ass. Ready? Here I come. All the way in. Fuck. Are you okay? Feel my hands rubbing your back again as I just let you get used to the size. Our thighs together, my hips against your ass. Such a good boy. That's right. Now I'm going to grab your hips. And I'm going to hold them with my small hands. And I'm going to start moving inside you. You've been penetrated, but you haven't really been fucked. Are you ready? My nipples are so hard as I look down at you. Your trust, your vulnerability, your strength, all on display for me as I ease a couple inches out. And then I go back in. In and out. In and out. I'm not expecting you to have a peekasm today. But I want you to feel that. I want you to feel me stretching you with my average size cock. Nothing special. With my average size cock, my hips thrusting into yours for a change. My ass flexing as I push that last little bit in. My hips squishing your butt. Fuck. Do you like this kind of slow in and out? In and out. Good boy. Just take it. Take it from me. You can handle it, right? Moaning like a little slut. You love being my little slut, don't you? Such a good boy. Yes. Fuck. I don't know why this turns me on so much, but it does. Fuck. Feel my left hand sliding down to reach around your thigh as I lean over you. Still thrusting. My breasts touching you lightly as I find your cock and slowly stroke it a little. Yes, this is the hand I used to lube up my strap on. So it's a little wet. Not a lot, but enough to give you some friction. Stroking you and fucking you. I'm gonna speed up a little bit. Remember your safe words. Tell me if I need more lube, darling. Fucking your ass like this. Stroking you. Feeling you under me. Feeling you push back against your hungry ass wanting more, doesn't it? Oh, yes, it does. My other hand is sliding up to your shoulder now. Reaching around for a side of your neck on the right side. Pressing on that artery a little bit. Do you feel my hands as I fuck you, pet? Are you worthy of my attention? Did I make this audio thinking of you? I did. Feel me fuck you. You're taking it so well. Oh, God damn. I want you to come for me. I want you to stroke your cock as it dangles in the air for me. And I want you to feel me fill your ass. That's right. Feel me behind you. My warmth. My athletic body. Not tiring. As I speed up again. God damn. Mm. I would fuck you and stroke you until you came. How you came for me, making a mess of the bed. Fucking you. And when you were done, when your body was done trembling, I would still be slowly, slowly going in and out. My hands on your hips now as I watch you from my knees. My handprints on your ass, my cock filling you. You submitting, you trusting, you trembling, you feeling good for me. And then I would slide out and I'd clean you up. Last thing I would want in this moment is for you to feel self-conscious or shame or be worried about any judgment. Feel me cleaning you, wiping you. Hear me taking off my strap on. Lay down on your side, bitch. Lay down and let me lay next to you. Feel me taking off the blindfold. I know, it's bright. It's okay. Give your eyes a moment to adjust, and I want you to look at me. Look at me in the eyes. Now, this is just my opinion. Okay, you can reject it if you want, but it is my belief that you're a hot mess. So am I. That doesn't mean you don't have value. That doesn't mean you don't have something to offer. Do you understand? Could you do things differently? Sure. Could you learn a skill that would allow you to find someone to snuggle? Someone to share meals with. Sure. But you have to believe that you're worthy of that in order to even allow yourself to dream, to even allow yourself to think that it's possible. You have to believe that you can. Okay? It doesn't matter what some woman in the past told you about your worthiness. None of that matters. It doesn't affect your worthiness unless you choose to internalize that message and by believing it, make it true. All those thoughts that you have are just simply sentences in your mind that you have practiced believing over and over and over again. Do you understand? At one point, humanity thought it was impossible to fly. So we didn't even try. Most of us plodded around on the earth, walking, riding a horse if we had money, but we walked. Humans were walkers. And along the route, several people believed that it was possible. Maybe they gave up, but eventually the Wright brothers came along, didn't they? And they believed in something so passionately that every day they got up and they did something to try, to experiment, to learn. They moved toward the impossible. And my offer to you is that you can do that with your life. You can choose to move toward what seems impossible in this moment. That doesn't mean just have happy thoughts. That's bullshit. But it's noticing when your mind is using you as some sort of sadistic whipping post and tearing you down and choosing to not believe the negativity. And to believe that more is possible. understand. Watch the bullshit your mind feeds you, that you're not worthy, that you're not good enough. Watch it float by like a stream. There's that old thought again. Someday I won't believe it. For now, it's still in there. What impossible thing am I going to believe instead? How about, I am worthy of love? You are worthy of love. That's fundamentally true. You are worthy of love. Let that in. I know it hurts, baby. I know. Letting go of all of those negative beliefs that keep us safe, like I'm not worthy, is hard. It's painful. Feel it. Allow the emotion to come and let it go. You are worthy of love. I promise. You are worthy of love. That's it. It's a fact. Done. Until next time.